Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to take some time with you and allow ourselves to wonder. That's often the practice here. In fact, I hope I'm always inviting us to that. To see beyond the way our eyes see. To see from the eye of our heart. In fact, a core word that's underneath my reflection with you today. As we enter into the quiet, but also the turmoil of our times, is the deep and mysterious word hesed. Scholars tell us it's more difficult to describe than the word for righteousness. You see, the hesed of God, the relationship, the covenantal relationship with God is what we, you and I, are invited into right now. It's kinship. It's from the ancient image, even the marriage of God with God's people. It's a beautiful image that goes beyond, but takes us into the sexual understanding of relationship, to the radical notion of eros itself, the longing to be whole and holy with the other, holy one with the other. And this is the promise of our God with us at this time, as we enter more deeply into the season of Advent. It's a rich time, and yet it's a time of poverty. We hear and live with the anguish of people in our nation, and if we live with it, we feel our own anguish over questions about the handling of people, and literally their handling, being handled, and what has gone on in Missouri and New York and Cleveland and maybe in your neighborhood, and possibly, if we're really looking at this, at our own hearts. There's a place and an expectation that strong people are outwardly, often in our culture, harsh. And there's a time now that calls us to be tender. And that sounds like a soft word. But the hesed of God is tender, loving kindness. And I'd invite you into that felt experience of it right now. That's why these times are times of quiet, of meditation, of going beyond words and images, even as I invite us to consider the image that's in the Gospel of today, Mark 1, 1-8, for the second Sunday of Advent, of John the Baptist, the baptizer, appearing in the desert, proclaiming a baptism of repentance. So if we're going to be with John, if we're going to see this, if we're going to look beyond the anguish of our time right now, we're going to carry that anguish into the desert. We're going to meet John in the desert. And it's very important to hear the next line, because I think it's so hard for us to hear. And in it is hesed, a baptism of repentance, which led to the forgiveness of sins. I think our popular images of John is this wild guy coming out of the desert with a diet that barely any of us would carry, but maybe we've talked about it here in community at the mountain, that maybe that's a healthy one, locusts and wild honey. And we met it earlier in the season of Advent. But now there's this man coming forth with maybe a light, a gleam in his eye, and why? It wasn't because he met only righteousness in the desert, the clarity of the one God who would ask him to go forth and preach repentance, but he met the mercy of God in a harsh place, God's tenderness. In the difficulties of living in a desert, you and I might say on our own, the struggles of loneliness or a turmoil of a family where things are not resolved, a painful place. It isn't by escaping it, but it's by entering into it, actually, that we experience and seek the forgiveness of sins. It's the place and the time for tenderness. The one that our nation and our world is in right now need not first be a political perception of it, but as a people, a polos, entering, risking, going to, listening to a voice coming to us in the desert, in the simplicity, the bone-clean clearness of a desert valley or simple hillside, that you and I would be looking out And it could feel vacuous until we take the time to look and listen and feel that which is under us, holding us, with us now. It is what we hear in Isaiah this week, and it's the loving kindness of God. It is what comes to us in the second reading, 2 Peter 3, where he tells us we are waiting for a new heaven and a new earth, where, according to God's promise, the justice of God will reside. So the beloved, while we are waiting for this, we might make every effort to live and see peace. God's sight is always one of reconciliation, always one of longing us to longing for us to enter into this rich experience of peace, of fullness of life, of tender mercy that God is for us. Even as I sit here and share this with you, there's a blue jay or some other bird outside, and he's or she is working rapidly on a little seed trying to break it open, and I'm thinking, I want quiet. I'm trying to share quiet. And yet our world is full of a din, a terrible beating of a drum, a longing for justice and righteousness that is separate from tenderness at times. We need to live by the law. But the deeper law that we're called to, if we hear the scriptures, if we're people of the book, is hesed. Covenantal law. It's interesting. Scholars say it's more difficult to define. Maybe I said this already, than righteousness. And it is because maybe it's further from our ability to imagine. Imagine what it is to be tender and merciful and strong and righteous and a member of a community of peace and a peacemaker, which we know if we enter into that relationship is a lot of work. And that's before us here now. As women and men who might join each other in this silence, I'd invite us to join with the people of our nation, cities, countrysides, valleys, and all nations, refugees, immigrants, people vulnerable, who are receiving now, who are called in Isaiah to experience comfort. Give comfort to my people. To experience and enter into a place in our own deserts where we not run from our desert, but find in the desert what John found in the desert and brings to us now. Repentance, change of life, unto forgiveness, to mercy, to loving kindness, so that we might try a little tenderness these coming days with one another. This comes from sitting and wondering, being with, opening our hearts. And so I welcome you to do that now, wherever you are. Take a little more time. And if you can't right now, find the time this day to be filled with the amazement that we can't name this, but we can experience this if we walk in the desert of mercy, the tenderness of God. We have something to bring to a very harsh world. Peace, my friend. Let us pray for peace, and let us practice peace in the tender mercy of a God who comforts us so that you and I might lend comfort to one another, to all others, to all others. Shalom, paz, pax, pace, peace.